Now, I'm very, very excited to have my first guest of the day on the line. A leader in New Zealand in so many ways, mainly and frankly inspiration, leading one of our coolest brands who do amazing work. I'm delighted to have on the line with me Gosia Piątek from Koutou. Good morning.
Kia ora, Liam, and kia ora, Otautahi. Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm in Christmassy London. It's getting dark at 4 p.m. now.
Oh, great.
All the Christmas lights are out, and actually Christmas kind of makes sense here.
Yeah. Tell me, because you've lived there a while, have you actually gotten a white Christmas?
No. It snowed a couple of weeks ago. London's known for like just endless grey skies.
Oh, wow.
Zero degrees.
I am still slightly jealous because Christmas is still very, it's got its whimsy there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's so nice. It's actually absolutely magical. I'm coming back home, though, for Christmas, so we leave here in 2 weeks.
And lovely.
I'd rather be warmer, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, before we get, deep diving into things, how are you? How's your year been?
Yeah, it's been good. This is the longest I've spent away from the business, which is kind of bonkers because
wow.
Koutou's now 18 years old. So it's
a teenager.
Like a teenager that's left home and then I left home. There's a representation in that. So we have an amazing team in Wellington across Australia as well. There's 51 people now in the company. Yeah, and it's a beautiful, beautiful company, and I just can't believe just to watch it grow just as I've been away, and some of the things that the staff are doing to progress along our values is kind of phenomenal. Yeah, it makes me feel really proud that it's done without me there, and that everybody wants to do it, and everyone's on the same page.
Oh, you should be incredibly proud, because I think, and even kind of from a customer point of view, like everyone reveres their Koutou items of clothing, like they're really lovely items to have.
Oh yeah. I mean, every single piece is designed from yarn, from the farm level, from the fabric, it's a massive labor of love. It's the slowest production chain on the planet. We've already finalizing designs for 2026. Or something, like it's just so far away.
Oh my god.
It's slow, and yet we have to try and keep up with the movement of what's going on in the world, which is quite fast, to play in the game. It's difficult.
Yeah, those two kind of don't work in parallel almost. Is it kind of a slight case of kind of just trying to be really perceptive and ahead of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's not my job. We have an amazing new head designer, Dane. He's come from Zambezi, and he started with us a year ago. So it's his job to crystal ball gaze.
Is he single?
Oh my God.
I was, curious at all.
on radio. Oh my god.
No, you're prompted. You're prompted. It's okay.
Oh my god. Oh my god. But yeah, so it's his job to do that, and he's incredible. He's an incredible designer. So we're really lucky to have him on board to kind of lead the way with his vision.
Oh, that's so cool, because you guys, you friggin' kill it. Now, you guys have always been quite, you've always used really, you've been really conscious about what you do as a brand. Always have been. Was it this year you took that a step further with like the no plastic thing?
Yeah, exactly. So we were sort of 99% of the way there for about a year, but because we're hardcore, we couldn't announce it because there was still basically all garments are stitched with synthetic thread through the machine because it's stronger and it stitches, you can go faster.
Right.
And we've replaced it for organic cotton in our garments so that we can complete our circularity mission. So now you can basically shred our whole garment and turn it into a new yarn if you choose to do so. We've got all sorts of experiments going at the moment in terms of our circularity, which is like an industry first for us. I mean, I haven't found another brand that can do knitwear, denim, wovens, you know, so many different product categories. And we don't have a single, even tiny bit of plastic. We even had a tiny little millimeter of plastic thread that goes on the knitwear along the cuff. That was really hard to replace because no one makes it in sustainable rubber. We finally found that.
Oh my God.
You know, our buttons, the shells and nuts, all the elastic now are made from a rubber tree. It really is just like a plant-based clothing that you're wearing on your body. It's pretty amazing. So the idea that we can go from the earth back to the earth. We got pretty massive shout outs this year for it. You know, I got interviewed by The Guardian and Radio National, and you know, it really is a big news, I think, for the industry that we've done this from little New Zealand, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's so fantastic that it's been recognized as the big thing that it is, because when you really, kind of stop and pause and think about it, plastic permeates our lives in so many ways.
That's right. And it only breaks down to microplastic. It never breaks down. So if you end up a garment in the landfill, even though it says 100% cotton on the label, it's probably got the plastic stitching. That stitching breaks down. It turns into little components. I don't know. And then that ends up in our waters. So microplastics, I mean, that's basically what the fish are eating in the ocean now. It's to be able to, for us to be able to move forward as a fashion brand making a product, you know, there's a guilt associated with creation. So we had to just completely do this step. You know, and within the step, we had to kind of eliminate a lot of our best sellers. We used to do elastane leggings with fair trade organic cotton. So we had to just really make a big hard call, and that was during COVID. And it's really led us down this path of almost becoming like circularity specialists in fashion, which is just makes me so happy that we are thinking about the design, but we're actually spending most of our time thinking about what happens to it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fantastic. But man, it shows you had to make some like ruthless decisions as well to get there.
Yeah, pretty nuts. I mean, but that's business, I think.
Yeah.
And you've got to lead with your heart and then try and work out, because the world wants us to be brave now. And that's what feels really empowering. The braver we go, the more radical we go, the more people seem to respond to it. And that gives me so much hope that what we're doing is right. You know, I think people, the audience, are always ahead of companies, and companies are always ahead of the government.
So totally.
Everything's just got a lag. And I hope that we're lagging, you know, our lag is faster than most people's companies, that we can respond quicker, you know, because we all can hear what the headlines are telling us. Yeah.
Has it kind of energized you to kind of uproot other bits of your business and try other things?
Yeah, I mean, the whole business has transformed. It's bonkers. I mean, we don't even have pens. Everybody's got a pencil. We all line up and sharpen them in those old school
sharpeners. I love that. Yeah. Obsessed.
Yeah, it's really nerdy. And like our compost gets picked up by a guy on a bicycle, and it goes to the local farm. Our facilities manager has even found somewhere that all the really weird stuff that shouldn't go into the bin, she's found a way of recycling it. Like, I found a little tiny little cup with these like weird springs in it. I don't even know what they're from. And she said, I found somewhere that will take them and recycle them.
Oh my God.
So our recycling system is like, you know, it goes from the bin, which has a massive red cross on it, as in like, don't put anything in here. This is last resort, to like 20 other segregation things to kind of segregate it, to try and work out how to do this. So it's permeated through everything. I mean, even our fruit that we buy for the workroom staff, they get fruit without the stickers on them, the plastic stickers. So we use Common Sense Organics for that. We get milk delivered in glass bottles, because I think we all think that, like, you know, the problem is so big, but actually it starts with all just the tiny little things, and then spreading that awareness further and further. Because if we all did it, then we wouldn't be in this mess. So, well, I think we can't underestimate the power of doing things small, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so, so true. And kind of the whole point is, like, there are billions of people on Earth. It's like, if we're all doing one little thing, like, of course it's going to accumulate. So think about that the other way, you know?
And especially before Christmas, right? Because it's easy to buy a whole bunch of, so supporting local, supporting small, supporting sustainable. I mean, in a time of mass consumerism, it makes a difference, you know? Why not? I'm like self-plugging now, but why not buy a T-shirt that's plastic free, that's made by the values that we live by?
Yeah, absolutely. That isn't.
You know, it is a good alternative. Like, it is. Yeah.
And if you have kind of values, you should impart those in kind of your gifting, I think. You know, that's kind of a natural kind of transition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Though, speaking of Christmas, of course, you guys are doing your annual sale, which is always insanely generous. I don't know
it's up to like 60% off.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's just like, it's crazy bargains. It's bits that we can't have online anymore. Beautiful samples, one-offs, seconds. I mean, and our seconds aren't even seconds. We literally can't even find what's wrong with them most of the time.
Wow.
And it's pretty amazing. There's going to be loads and loads of amazing pieces that have all been designed in our workroom, you know, and with our amazing production chain. So, and that's happening on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of December.
Yeah, this weekend. Love.
Exactly.
And to our audience out there, it's at the Welder, which, you know where that is. 7th, 8th December from 10 a.m. God, that's going to be good. I'm going to spend some money.
give some Koto to your friends and family. And just before we go, because I really want to, in the spirit of Christmas, please, if you could bring some donations of non-perishable food for the
Trust. Oh, okay. I'll hit that detail home. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, to support important work they do. And the other thing is, please bring a carry bag.
So yes, absolutely.
You won't be getting a plastic bag from us.
I'll tell you what. I don't think there's a person in New Zealand who doesn't have carry bags with them anymore.
It's funny, isn't it? Because, like, I guess I'm in London, and that's why I said it. As soon as I said it, I realised it's like, well, you don't get that in New Zealand. Like,
Though what was really interesting,
maybe the new government will bring
God. they probably bloody will. Though we all thought, you know, when they got rid of plastic bags at first, like, oh my God, you know, oh, how annoying, you know, I have to consider carrying a bag everywhere. 3 weeks and you forget. You've got a bag all the time. Like,
it's insane. It's insane here.
Habits aren't that hard to change, you know. Oh, yeah.
It's insane here. It's insane. Like, every supermarket, everything's just wrapped in layers of plastic. It's actually really hard to avoid it.
Oh, that's actually quite scary, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Knowing that the population here is so much bigger than New Zealand. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to end on a high note, and that's this wonderful sale.
On a high note.
This is a wonderful sale. You can buy things for your friends and your family. Bring So now, what would you like them to bring again?
A non-perishable.
Non-perishable.
Food. And if you really need to know like a specific, go onto the She Charitable Trust website, because I noticed that they have a flyer of all the things that they need prior up to Christmas.
Oh, that's quite cool, actually.
Yeah, and have a little study, just screenshot the flyer before you go to the next supermarket shop and pick up a few things. And, you know, a lot of people have things in their cupboard too that they can bring along.
Well, Gosha, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been
an
absolute pleasure to have you on here. And you're such an inspiration, and I think you're so, so special. And, you're a real inspiration to a lot of people. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you. You've made my night. That's so nice. Take care. See you later.